This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the 243rd birthday of America. Happy birthday, America, the 4th of July. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our great American military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, who probably have the night off. And let's not forget our Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And we're going to start this hour off with a very good and unique version of the national anthem done by our next guest, Dave Bray.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
is a young man by the name of Dave Bray, and right now joining us on the telephone, we have Dave Bray, and good morning there, Dave.
Well, if that doesn't get you up and standing out of your bed at 4:05 in the morning, I don't know what will. Thanks for having me on.
I'll tell you what, I only have one little comment to make about you standing there doing that. You know what you were doing? You were standing with your hand over your heart. And as a veteran, and you are a veteran, as a veteran, you could have stood there and saluted the flag, sir.
Well, I don't know what to do with what hand. I'm sure.
Right hand.
Yeah, I got to hold the mic in one hand. I got to put my hand over heart in the other one, and then the other one should salute. You're correct. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and if I were going to do that again, and by the way, anytime I go anywhere, I always make sure I'm wearing military cover of some sort. It says Vietnam veteran, Army veteran, whatever. And therefore, nobody questions me when I stand there indoors and salute the flag. They just don't.
And thank you for your service as well, and welcome home, my brother.
Well, yep, and it's an adventure that some people said, how in the hell did we do this?
Well, I'm telling you what, man, I do a lot for the Vietnam veterans in my own community and across the country, and, you know, you guys are, there's a certain essence to you guys that is missing in some of what we have in today's America. It's just, it's something that I truly enjoy, and I love that demographic of people.
Well, we're all brothers in arms, and regardless of when we served, and the young fellows that are in there now, my son who's still in there, who's going to be stationed in the Pentagon after he gets out of the Marine Corps War College where he's attending right now, but and you and all the young people, you know, we made up our mind because of the way we were treated. It just wasn't going to happen to you guys.
Well, there's definitely been a change in how we do represent and treat our veterans and our military, for sure. I've actually brought it over with my music, and a whole album, Music on a Mission, is dedicated to this. It's for first responders, fire, police, military, and that's why it's perfect for your show and for your listeners. If anybody out there wants to pick up a great album, it's 1 hour, and it talks about, you know, I speak and narrate throughout the record, but it also has songs for our firemen, for our policemen, for our first responders, our veterans, and our military.
Yeah, well, I do double duty because I've also had the gold badge of a firefighter and responded honorably to the World Trade Center. And would do it again if they would have let me, but it is what it is. Now, Sue is chiming in here, our friend Sue, and she says, please give Dave my love. So there you go. I'm delivering a message.
Well, very nice, Sue, and thanks for having me on. She was very adamant about me calling down to you, so I'm glad I'm on this morning for sure, celebrating America's birthday.
Well, there's a reason for it, and part of the reasons are last week we had the Warrior Games here with the Wounded Warriors, and it was such an honor to be able to be a small part of that, and we'll get into that as well as what you think about life according to Hoyle with what we're seeing going on. But I was the only combat-wounded veteran that was a broadcaster that was allowed to be there and participate in a broadcast capability. None of the other people that they had there, they might have served in the military, but they weren't combat wounded and they weren't disabled in any way. I was.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, how many people were at that event?
We had the largest attendance ever. And they had a couple of events. They had over 10,000 people in the stands to watch. And, of course, the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony, they had the entertainment that was there. Too bad they couldn't get you there, but I guess you weren't aware of what was going on fast enough and couldn't get into it soon enough. But the next time, they're going to San Antonio. So if you want to be involved, you got to get your name in the hat now.
Well, I definitely know a guy that could take care of that national anthem for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, I do, too. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Back with more with Dave Bray. Dave Bray USA, that's how you find him on the web. Look him up. And if you want to give him a call, ask any questions. I know there's some people probably want to. The number is 877-969-8600 to call in. And by the way, Kathy, it's your turn.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, that wasn't Kathy, but I'll take it.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Try it on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the logo link that's right there on the home page, and you'll see a screen to sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway. Every day at midnight, they give away a free gun. Whatever it happens to be, it changes every day. That's number one. Number two, while you're there, check out the three levels of membership that they have, because if you join and become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat USCCA gear to go along with it. And don't forget that great award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, where you not only get the opportunity to save money on guns and ammunition, but also they got information there about RVing and camping and hunting and fishing and different discounts there as well. Tell them the Captain sent you. The Captain's America Third Watch.com, USCCA.com link. That's right there. The USCCA logo link. That's right on the page. All right. Back to Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com is the website. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're doing a special. It's a buy one, get one free on an autographed CD for all of your listeners for the 4th of July and for America's birthday at DaveBrayUSA.com. They buy one autographed CD, they're going to get a second one to give to a friend or a young man or woman who needs to know that there are those of us out here that care about this great nation and them who are going to have it soon.
Well, yeah, because as a veteran, now you served in Iraq, is that correct?
I served in Northern Africa. I was Operation Assured Response in Northern Africa during Liberia and that sort of whatever you want to call it in that early night or late 90s.
And you were a medic?
Yeah, I was a combat medic for 2nd Battalion, 2nd Marines out of Kansas City, North Carolina. I served with the sniper teams protecting the embassy and making sure our men and women got in and out safely.
And, of course, the problem we have right now in Africa is two or threefold over what it was then for the simple reason that we have got ISIS that's reared its ugly face down there with Boko Haram. We've also got some other activity down there with the Al-Qaeda operatives that are there. And we've got a caller calling in here, so let me take a question here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes,
Richard. Calling from Sarasota.
Okay, what's your question, sir?
I don't really have a question. I didn't know I was going directly to you when I called.
You are, sir. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to mention Sergeant William Kearney. You're talking about the flag and stuff.
Right.
First American black man to receive a Medal of Honor for carrying the flag.
All right.
I just wanted to mention that.
Well, you got it, and we appreciate that very much, and that is a very interesting point to bring up on the 4th of July. Thank you very much.
Sure.
All right, and Dave, that is true. I mean, we've had a lot of upgrades here lately with Medals of Honor and people going from a Silver Star to a Distinguished Service Cross. I mean, this president has taken it upon himself to see to it that the military heroes that are out there that did outstanding things were rewarded properly for what it is that they did.
And thank God we do have a president that supports them. And, you know, the more we're seeing with the Eddie Gallagher case and some of these other cases coming back, it's a shame that we are not allowing our warfighters to do what needs to be done and allow them to do their job and put themselves now in danger. That's all these cases are doing, is putting, you know, our warfighters in danger, making them question their motives and their next move to keep themselves alive, and that's a shame.
Well, I never saw, not once, not ever, never, when I was in Vietnam, the two tours I was there, I never saw a JAG lawyer in a battlefield.
Yeah. I don't think anybody has, and, you know, thank God for the lawyers, the defense attorneys that took on the case for Eddie Gallagher, Tim Parlatore and Parlatore Law.
Bernie Carrick and company. Bernie Carrick.
And mm-hmm. company, yes. Yep. These guys are friends of mine, and I'm blessed that they took it and got the justice they deserve for Eddie Gallagher.
Well, I got involved in the Eddie Gallagher thing and stood up for him simply because of my friend Karen Vaughn and Billy Vaughn and their son Aaron Vaughn, who was killed in Extortion 17. Chief Gallagher had been Aaron Vaughn's team leader, and they stood up for him and said, this isn't right. There's something wrong here. And the more we checked into it, the more we found out about it. Yeah, he was being railroaded by some pencil pusher. I'm going to be polite. I'm not going to use any bad words here. He was being railroaded by a pencil pusher that didn't get it and didn't understand what it was like to be out in a combat situation where your life and everybody in your team's life was on the line, because all you did was sit behind a desk and file papers.
Well, that's it. What does that do for the future of our warfighters? What does it put in the back of their mind? They don't want to get Eddie Gallagher, so they don't know how to deal with the hostage now. They don't know how to take care and get information that could save the lives of their brothers and sisters. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement's seeing the same exact thing. You know, they don't want to pull a trigger anymore because they're afraid of the consequences. They can't do their job. We've got to unchain our guys, take care of these rules of engagement, and let them do what they need to do to protect us, keep us safe, and keep America free.
You remember Lieutenant Colonel Alan West?
Absolutely.
In Iraq, he did something that got him lined up for a court-martial. He contacted me. I brought him on my show several times to tell his story. He did tell his story. We got behind him. He got legal representation. He was able to state the facts as to what he did and why he did it when he fired a .45 caliber pistol beside the head of a captured bomber terrorists that had the road lined up with explosives ahead of them that would have taken out most of his unit with an ambush waiting to boot. And, back in the day, that was nothing compared to what might have been done to some of these guys. But to fire a gun beside his head to get his attention and to get him singing like a chicken so you didn't lead your men into an ambush, to me, that was important. And obviously the judge advocate thought about it, too, that it was the correct thing.
Well, exactly, and that's, you know, I agree with you 100% on that. I don't think that any ISIS terrorist should have any type of rights when it comes down to why and where why we're even there. If you go back to why we're there, so they don't carry the same rights, and it's a shame that that officer and that chief, you know, ended up in that position.
So let me ask you a question. You've seen this Antifa organization in Portland, Oregon, right?
I have, and I'm going to actually be in Oregon this weekend, so this should be interesting.
Are you going to be anywhere near them?
I'm going to be in Cave Junction, Oregon. It's going to be on Saturday, and we're going to be at the Schoolhouse Farm for the celebration. And it's a Wounded Warrior Project benefit. So if anybody's interested, go to DayBreakUSA.com. Check out my events. I'm all over the country. You want a patriotic show. You want somebody who's going to rouse up that patriotism inside of your heart and soul. I'm your guy, man. Give me a call if you didn't hear the national anthem before we started the segment. Make sure you go to DaveRayUSA.com. Check out the page. And again, we're doing the buy one, get one free for anybody who buys the album. You get a free autographed album. So buy one, get one free autographed CDs coming for right now for a gift for anybody this holiday season.
And when I first met you and heard about you, it was when the Concerned Veterans for America brought their tour to Tampa Bay over here to the Pepin Center about 3 years ago now. And you were the entertainment group that was there along with Senator Brown's from Massachusetts daughter, who she sang the national anthem that night, by the way. And I was up on stage with several of the different participants, got a chance to say a few words to get the crowd stirred up and all that. And then you were the entertainment that came on later. It was quite an event, quite an event. Karen Wong was there, too, by the way.
Karen's a good friend, and, again, she's strong in faith. Her and Billy have been strong in faith. Just like I said, it's what we do as a nation to support our military that shows that we care. I think people forget that we are still at war. There's an entire generation that doesn't even know that it even exists or what we're doing there or why we're there. And, again, my album, Music on a Mission, goes back to making sure that we are showing the appropriate amount of respect and passing patriotism on to the next generation. It's a storyteller record. I narrate the record in between the songs. You'll get to hear the history of songs like God Bless America, Amazing Grace, The Star-Spangled Banner, and then some of my originals like Freedom Rings, Last Call, and The Hunter, which go into my faith, my patriotism, and why I do what I do with music.
Well, I've got God Bless America in the queue here. I'm going to play it after the bottom of the hour, and you'll be able to hear it if you're still listening to the show. By the way, if you don't have one of my affiliates up there in your backyard, I think you're calling me from Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
I am, yep.
Yeah, well, if you don't have one of my affiliates up there in your backyard, call up the program director at your favorite station and say, hey, man, there's this guy in the middle of the night. You might want to listen to his program because it's dollars in the dark, we call it, dollars in the dark. They have no problem, their sales department, with selling our show at night with the patriotic message that we deliver.
It's very cool. And I can't wait to hear more, and I thank you so much for having me on Into the World Speak.
Well, I got another message here from Sue. Let me see what's going on here. Still trying to get him here. Oh, she's still trying to get you booked down here for something. And again, I told her when she first started telling me about this other stuff, I said, man, you got to get on this right now. I mean, because we could not literally get you in the Warrior Games because everybody had done everything like a year before.
Well, and a lot of tour dates for the summer and fall are booked up. But if people are interested, they're, again, looking for somebody, a veteran, patriotic, artist,
right,
musicians, opening ceremonies. I do a lot of events for fundraising, nonprofits, that type of thing, a lot of black tie events. So that's my gig. That's what I do. Go to DaveBrayUSA.com, and if you mention that you heard me on this show, you're going to get a buy one, get one free CD autograph just for you.
Thank you very much, Dave. Lowrider going to take us out here. Thanks, Dave, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great day.
Right.
God bless America.
Right.
All righty, there you go. Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Little Lowrider taking you out here. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A top Justice Department lawyer said the agency is trying to find a legally available path to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census after President Trump tweeted that we are absolutely moving forward despite a Supreme Court ruling and public statements from the Justice and Commerce Departments to the contrary. The lawyer's statement represented a complete reversal of the government's position when officials said they would honor the High Court's ruling and began printing census forms without the question. The president weighed in with this tweet, quote, "The news reports about the Department of Commerce dropping the quest to put the citizenship question on the census is incorrect or, to state it differently, fake." President Trump said, "We're moving forward as we must because of the importance of the answer to this question." Shares open higher in Asia, tracking the ascent by major U.S. indexes to record highs. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and we have another special edition of our Military and Veterans News. It'll be highlighted by the trademark song. Well, I call it the trademark song for Dave Bray. It's God Bless America, and you know you hear God Bless America played in some of these seventh inning stretches at the ball games. Otherwise, you'll hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game if you're a Chicago Cubs fan. But this is one of the songs you should hear. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy first.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Home,
from above. So while storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us all be grateful for our land that's still free. Let us all
version of God Bless America, and you can find that and a lot of other things at DaveBrayUSA.com. And Dave is a young man who served his country. He was a combat medic, and you heard him talk about his service. And again, anybody that stands up for America, I will stand up for, and tell you that I'll tell you they're the real deal. And a combat medic, boy, oh boy, I've got a special place in my heart for those guys, because if it hadn't been for a Navy corpsman who decided to climb up a hill overlooking Quezon a number of years ago, you and I would not be talking to each other right now on the radio. Just would not have happened. So it is what it is. And I just thank God every day that those Marines and that Navy corpsman came up that hill, because if they hadn't, I know that my time would have ended on the planet Earth. It's that simple. Plus, there were a couple of other little things that happened in the fire service that, oh gosh, they were not necessarily conducive to good health. But, you know, when you serve your country, and there's not a veteran or a firefighter, a police officer, or anyone that serves their community in whatever capacity, including the 911 dispatchers, we don't worry about the danger. We don't worry about the threats that are there. You have a job to do. You're trained to do it. In the fire service, you're trained to save lives, rescue people in whatever manner, put out fires, do whatever it takes. Firefighters are jack of all trades and master of many. And that's a fact. Police officers, the jobs that they have to do at night, especially at night, every time you hear the call, family disturbance, I just shudder on the scanner. Because those are the calls that a lot of men and women in the law enforcement agencies don't walk away from. They get caught up in an ambush, in a shootout, because somebody's waiting for them on the other side of that door, and all of a sudden a shotgun blast comes through the door, or worse, whatever. Many, many, many police officers have been wounded or killed that way. And we need to understand that the people that serve this country deserve to be praised. When you see a fireman, when you see an emergency medical technician, whether a paramedic, an EMT, certified first responder, whatever they are, when you see a police officer along with a firefighter, a security officer, walk up to them, shake their hand, and say, thank you. I want to say thank you for doing a great job. And watch and see what happens. Their face will light up. You've made their day absolutely positively. And by the way, you've made yourself feel good too. Think about that. And do the same thing for our military. I see our military in fatigues all the time around and about. And I walk up to them and make it a point to walk up to them and say, I just want to say thank you for your service to America. And of course, usually I'm wearing one of my hats, my military hats, and when they see that, they go, well, thank you for yours. I said, no, I said it to you first. I said, I'm just letting you know that we appreciate what you're doing in this day and age out there. And do that. Do that for the people that serve America. And I'm telling you, maybe we'll start to get some esprit de corps back here with people feeling good about their country, with the people that serve the country feeling good about the people and not being disparaging and downcast and all that stuff. Maybe, just maybe, it'll change the attitude of the country. Think about that. And by the way, today, I'll be wearing red, white, and blue. You bet I will. Red, white, and blue. And I'm going to wear my hat with the flag on it that says, Make America Great Again. If you don't like it, too bad, so sad. It's got an American flag on it, and I'm going to shout it to the hilltops. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back, and I just got a couple of comments on the Peanut Gallery there. I can't wait to see this during the break. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard here with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up for this hour. And happy 4th of July to everybody. Happy 243rd birthday for America. And today, all across the country, there will be isolated severe thunderstorms capable of producing mainly large hail and damaging straight line winds possible for parts of the country all the way from Nevada to the upper Midwest. And yeah, that's into Ohio. and down to the middle Atlantic states and down to Florida all day and all night on the 4th of July into the 5th. Now, above average temperatures are going to stretch across much of the nation to the east of the central part of the southern Rockies down into the southeastern part of the U.S., and it is going to be a scorcher in the southeastern part of the U.S. today. Now, the below average temperatures are still up there along the Canadian border, the northern plains, the Rockies into the southwest, into the mountaintops there, so be alert to that. All right, let's get to the heat first. The heat index, there'll be temperatures 105, 110 all across not only parts of Florida, but also Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, parts of Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and it's going to be a scorcher. Now, yesterday, on the front of the building at Moss Nissan with the big temperature thing that was there, it was 115 degrees yesterday. And that's unofficial, but that's what the temperature said on their thermometer, which is a very accurate thermometer, right outside the front door of Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. So, be advised, the heat is something you got to be aware of. There's going to be some rain, West Virginia, South and Central Ohio, and Michigan, Eastern Michigan. We got some severe weather moving across in a couple of areas. Texas, you still got some storms there that are firing up tonight. And down on the Mexican border, down around Harlingen and Brownsville, you've got storms firing up down there. But other than that, things are looking good. Now, waiting patiently on the phone, we've got a friend of ours from Cleveland, Ohio. And this is Roz. And Roz, how are you doing tonight? And thanks for calling.
I'm doing excellent. And I became familiar with Dave Bray mm-hmm. back when he was with a band called Madison Rising.
Yep.
And they did a rock rendition
yep.
of the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm.
And it allowed me to teach my then 3- and 4-year-old granddaughters
mm-hmm.
the words to the national anthem. Now, that old boring song at that age, they weren't too interested in learning the words to.
Right.
But I put on that rock version with the right words. Now they can sing that, quote, boring old one that isn't on anybody's iPod, you know?
Right.
As they said. Yeah. Love Dave. Been following him since then. He's an awesome young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. And he's got a story to tell, and he does it with his songs.
He does.
Yep, you can tell the emotion and the way that he puts them forth. Now, God Bless America might not have sounded like Kate Smith, but guess what? If you listen to the way that he put the song forth, it was very patriotic, very emotional, and it got the point across.
That it did.
Mm-hmm. So how are you doing up there? Is it raining, snowing? What's it doing in Cleveland?
It's hot and muggy.
Mm.
Not very pleasant at all the last few days if you don't have air conditioning.
Are the mosquitoes still big enough to fly ships out of Lake Erie into the backyard there?
They can be, but they haven't really kicked up too much yet this year.
Okay, well, good for you. Because
we're having more trouble with fleas and ticks.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, hot weather, right?
Yeah, we're having the ticks that carry Lyme disease are moving up this direction, closer to the city. Yeah, so you don't even have to go into southern Ohio anymore. You can go to the parks right here and get them.
Well, look, I know you're one of our favorite listeners up there in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Keep on listening. We appreciate you.
Not a problem. I have it on every night, even if I'm sleeping.
Thank you very much. All right, you take care, Roz.
You too.
All right, very good. And Roz is a long-time listener to the show, a long time. By the way, here's some news for you. General Mark Miley, who, of course, is the Army Chief of Staff, congratulates Lieutenant General Charlie Flynn and his family on his promotion. Charlie is now the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff, responsible for operations, responsible for plans and training, a tremendous responsibility, and Lieutenant General Charlie Flynn will do an excellent job. By the way, I think he passed through CENTCOM or SOCOM here a while back as a two-star. I think he did.
I could be wrong on that. Somebody could correct me if I'm barking up the wrong tree there, but the name sounds familiar with somebody that I'm familiar with or was familiar with at SOCOM, or CENTCOM. Okay, now, the other thing on this great 4th of July birthday of America, the 243rd birthday of America, is it's a day when I get to play a little music and just kind of sit back and relax. And this is one of those patriotic songs. I got about 2 minutes, and I'm going to play this and let you hear it's my town, because on the 4th of July, all the celebrations in small town America are nothing short of phenomenal.
There's a for sale sign on a big old busted tractor. Can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. I came back, settled down, the weather put me to the ground. This is my town. There ain't much going on here since they closed the mill. But that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
This is my town, and today is the day that small town America becomes big uptown America, because everybody in small town America, where they've got parades, where they got flags out, where they got people doing family and church picnics and barbecues, and the military's out, the American Legion, the VFW halls, the AMVETs, all that sort of stuff. On the 4th of July, it's a tradition in America, and you folks in the big cities could take some learning from them country folk when it comes to this sort of stuff. Believe me when I tell you. And I'll tell you, if some of you would learn what it's like to be in the country and find out what it's like to have to walk a mile or so to get from point A to B, you might change your attitude. You think? Alrighty. We'll be right back with Ron Edwards. Ron Edwards has got to have a special rendition of what America means to him. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.